Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Monday morning got to get to work on time. Yeah, hopefully you get to be at work by 7 o'clock. That you're there already, hopefully. 7-11, 64 degrees outside. Happy Monday. I'm Eric. He's Bob. We've arrived on Monday, October the 7th. Bring it on.
This is where we're due to hook up with Larry Gatlin by telephone. Usually, I play a hand in setting all this up and talking to the artist just to make sure. I didn't handle this one.
Ruh-roh.
It's usually my fault if something happens.
You can blame it on someone else.
But this time, it's not my fault.
We do old school, and yeah, I go out in the hall and call in and pretend I'm Larry Gatlin.
Here we go.
Let's see if this works. Hello, good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Is this the late Larry Gatlin?
Oh, wow.
Not the late. I mean, that means I'm dead.
Good morning, Brother Larry.
How are you? I'm not dead. I'm just torqued off. Anybody call me at 7:05.
Boy, I tell you, when they set this up, I was just commenting, which would be unlike me, but I said, usually I help set it up or I'm involved with talking to the artist just to make sure. And I didn't touch base on this at all. Other folks handled it. So I figured, well, it's going to be a problem here, apparently, and it won't be my fault. But I was surprised you wanted to go this early.
Well, they told Joe Rables told me I had to. Are we on the air? I better not say anything bad.
Man, thanks for waking up. Did you wake up where God intended in Austin, Texas?
I think so. I haven't taken a survey. You know, like Willie said, after taking several readings, I find my mind still fairly sound.
Yes.
So I better take a reading. No, how you doing, Bob? It's good to hear your mellifluous tones this morning.
Well, thank you for being nice. Good. I was hoping we'd start out like that because, yeah. You know, I pride myself on being able to hold my own with you. Eric Raines will egg me on, but man, I don't think I have the energy today to try to keep up with you, so.
Well, I'll slow down.
You usually do for me, and I appreciate that. You know,
you know what? At 76 years old, I don't have to try to slow down.
You're doing pretty good, my friend, and I mean that sincerely.
I'm blessed.
We were saying earlier this morning, you know, one of the things that I know I feel, but I hear from a lot of folks, is, man, I wish they'd just do music earlier so I could go out and see it. And you've agreed to do this, frankly, thank you, a dirt cheap benefit tonight at 6 o'clock for an hour and a half or so at the Saxon Pub. Now, on a Monday night, 6 o'clock, that's doable. Thank you.
Well, Joe did it like just so he can watch Monday Night Football. He don't care. He don't care about any of that other stuff. He just wants to get home, get his jammies on, you know. Well, you know, concerts that start, like you say, they start at 8:30, 9 o'clock.
That'd be fine. That'd be fine. As you know, in Austin, 10:30, 11, the big act goes on. Wow.
Well, that's why the little act goes on at 6.
Not true. Not true. In fact, you know how Joe does it. After your show, they'll flush it out, and whoever's next, you got to pay to come see them.
Next. Come on in.
Next, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, that's called, let me see what that's called. Oh, that's called capitalism free enterprise, something you don't hear about very much anymore.
Maximizing your spend. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
There you go. There you go.
So just for the record, I understand this is a project of our dear friend of many years, Kimmy Rhodes, who was, with Joe Gracie all those years. And it's for a project she's involved with called HOME, H-O-M-E, an acronym for Housing Opportunities for Musicians and Entertainers, a 501c3 made up of musicians and business professionals dedicated to helping aging musicians with their housing expenses. So is that what you're doing there tonight? Are we helping you?
You started it, Bob.
I started
remember
it.
That.
Yeah.
The aging musician part, I qualify for that. But, you know, as long as we're still aging, you know, which brings to my mind, God bless Kris Kristofferson. And rest in peace, huh?
You know, I want some points, because I figured everybody was calling you. When he passed, what was last Monday, I guess we knew about
right.
it, right?
Right.
I thought, I got to get a hold of Larry, because nobody's got more firsthand stories. Yeah, I remember there was that time where you and he and Billy Swan were all hanging out in Nashville together just trying to get people's attention.
Well, you know, Kris and he was there, you know, a few years, 4 or 5 years before I was. So Kris had already, you know, had, you know, John Cash had already done, Johnny had already done Sunday Morning Coming Down. And
He'd already landed his helicopter out there at the house.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I was still in law school or somewhere when all of that happened. So Kris was kind of almost moving out of Nashville kind of when I got there. I mean, he was going back and forth to L.A. a lot and doing some movies and stuff. But I got there in 71 and went down to a session. He was doing a session at Monument.
With was Tex Davis there then?
Tex Davis and Fred Foster, all that
bunch. Yeah, yeah.
And so Donnie and I went to a session, and I hadn't really met him yet, but, you know, he was already my hero because of those songs, you know. And, I mean, one of my heroes, Willie and Roger, of course, Donnie and Red Lane, those people that she put me around that very first, you know, the first day I was there, knew Mickey. And so we walked into that session, and Kris saw, he was in the vocal booth back there recording a song Red Lane wrote called Valley of the Never Do No Good. And he stopped right there in the middle of the song. So he saw Dottie, that red, flaming red hair coming there, you know. And he said, "Hey, Dottie, you got that tape, them kids from Texas? I want Fred to hear it." Well, we didn't have the tape. I got in the car and flew to her house and got the tape. We came back, and all those musicians, Grady Martin, all those guys, it looked like a jury. You know, they were sitting for a guilty man. You know, they're all sitting around that. They play that song, the tape, and Fred said, "Son, come to my office Monday. We're going to make music history."
Wow.
So I went to his office and signed that Monument deal, and a little, you know, a year or so later, we did the Pilgrim album. I'm yawning. I'll be right back. Okay.
Well, we're not yawning.
You don't get that on all radio shows.
No,
right,
that's a good story.
No, you really don't.
Tell you why. I mean, I've majored in country music over the years, but I kind of minored some in Larry Gatlin, and I knew that Dottie West had, as you referenced there, had everything to do with why we all know who Larry Gatlin is. But I had no idea about that pivotal moment was because of Kris Kristofferson.
Well, that's it. You know, things just kind of. It's life is kind of like a puzzle, I guess, you know? There are a lot of different pieces. Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's really heavy. Life is a puzzle. Let me think about that a minute. Yeah. And somebody puts, you know, God puts one piece of the puzzle on the board and somebody else puts another one. So it kind of worked out all the way to here I am, not hot enough to keep somebody from calling me at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that too is an enigma, but
yeah.
I don't know if you all say that out in Odessa.
But, no, we don't.
Yeah. But a puzzle, absolutely. And Kris Kristofferson was, to me, always a puzzle because he was a Rhodes Scholar genius who, in person or anywhere else, came off like the average everyday guy. You had no idea the level of intelligence that the guy he didn't exhibit it in any way, but subtly.
Well, he was exhibiting it. You just didn't get it.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, that's his point, really. He can make people like me comfortable around him, and he suffered fools gladly. He really did.
You have to be as smart as I am to know how smart he really was. So he was doing the best he could with you. No, he was the most unpretentious or non-pretentious. He just
well said. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. Well. Okay, well, I wanted to help you out a little bit there. But he was a very sweet, very good, very kind man, and helped me, you know, and we did help me on that album of Jesus Was a Capricorn and Why Me, Lord. He put me on shows, you know, and like I say, got me the record deal with Fred and Monument, and that got everything started. But we just had a different relationship. You know, a lot of people, I wrote something the other day. I was writing a little bio for something. I said, talking to somebody. A lot of the songwriters came at songwriting from listening to radio and listening to records. But Kris and I kind of came at songwriting from books, from poetry, and from, you know, being English majors and loving William Blake, the English poet, and stuff like that. So we always had a little different thread that kind of helped us, kept us together there. So I'm grateful for his life. You know, that time you were there that night. In fact, you were the MC, I think, at the Texas Medal of the Arts, you know.
You remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. I'm going to write a song called I Remember It Like It Was 40 Years Ago. I started off. I said, all of we scribblers try hard to write like the bard, you know, William Shakespeare. None can, we all wish that we could. For whenever old Will took the parchment and quill, words never had it so good until Kris Kristofferson came along. And very simply, folks, I believe Kris Kristofferson is the greatest wordsmith in the English language since William Shakespeare. And I believe if that other Will were here, Willie Nelson, he'd say, Gatlin, I think you're right.
You wrote a great song about Willie one time, The Eagle, When the Eagle Flies.
Oh yeah, The Eagle. Oh, Will. Willie's an eagle. Yeah. He's going to fly as high as he can, you know? And that means a lot of different things. Obviously, it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but Willie's just, he's just different. You know, when you're an eagle born to the sky, you can never be a sparrow again next to eagles. Sparrows can barely fly. I've written a new one. You want to hear it?
I love it. We love it.
Okay. This is a premiere. I'm premiering. Nobody has ever heard this. Let's see. Austin smells like barbecue, Willie Nelson and Mexican food. There's always a little something, smell of something wafting through the air.
Okay.
But I don't care. A lady told me, I was at the Austin airport, and we got talking. She said, you know, Austin smells like Mexican food and barbecue. I said, yes, it does. So, and, you know, always a little something wafting through there. Man, if it weren't for Willie Nelson, where would we be? You know, with Willie and Chris and those people who wrote the great songs, and they pioneered and, you know, blazed the trail for us, that picked up where Bob Wills left off and people like that. So I'm just grateful to be back. I tell people I'm an American by birth and a Texan by the grace of a merciful, loving God. So to get to be back, Texas is my home. Austin's my home away from home. So I've been greatly blessed.
And, you know, Texas is your home, and it's never lost in your songs and in your personality. And yet, you know, guys like Kris Kristofferson, they played such a role, like Daryl and Edith Royal, you know, in your life. You know, you have been blessed, and we have been blessed to know so much about that. I mean, I'm learning more about you and, as I said, in Kris Kristofferson. Though I did remember your daughter's name is
Kristen Kara,
named after
that Kris Kristofferson guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our son's name is Joshua Cash Gatlin. And I have three little boys. Cash is almost 7. Royal is almost 5. And Walker is almost 3. So I want to do this right now. Out there in the world, folks, big old wide world, I don't know if you're ready for 3 more Gatlin brothers, but you better get ready because they're here.
Real quick, I'm remembering it flashing across my mind. After Johnny Cash died, I think you and Josh were driving down the road, and he said something like, you know, Dad, Johnny Cash's house burned down, and then you said what?
Well, he said, Daddy, country music, he said, what do you think about it? And he said, it doesn't sound. I said, oh, son, things change. You know, people, I could use a little more fiddles and steel guitar, but I said, country music will never be the same. I said, after all, Johnny Cash is dead and his house burned down. Well, I had to go write that.
And it was a hit. You know, yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty good little record for those Gatlin scoundrels. So,
that having been said, you know, if it comes to you anyway, it's crying out for you to write one about Chris.
Well, I did one time long ago. 3/4 Kristofferson time. I guess I better revisit that a little bit. I haven't heard anything about having some kind of memorial or something for him. I guess we'll know when it all happens. But he was a different breed of cat. He really was. And I miss him already. You know, we didn't get to spend much time together the last few years. You know, he was having some dementia problems.
And living in Hawaii all the time, yeah.
Yeah, it's just hard to get over there. You know,
well, man,
plus he lived in Hanna. That's back on the backside of Mao. You couldn't got to drive that Hanna Highway, which is like driving through Louisiana.
I was going to say death. Yeah, yeah, itself.
Good luck. Good luck,
Larry. Thank you for waking up and making time this morning. We'll pick up right here tonight at 6 o'clock. By the way, just amazed at the affordability of your performance tonight. And of course, folks can donate a whole lot more tonight if they want to at the Saxon Pub at 6 o'clock. Tickets are only $15, and it's good and good and early. So
$15.
Well, at least they're 15 in advance. Yeah, maybe they're 20 at the door. I don't know.
I think I can come up with $15 to get in.
Even I did, yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a good deal. Well, I can't wait to see you and Joe and all the folks at Saxon Pub. I love that place, Joe Abels and all the folks here, you know, with the Texas Heritage Songwriters Association. And, you know, they're wonderful folks, and they've helped me and been so gracious to me. So we're supposed to give back a little bit every now and then. So let's just go there and sing a little country music and raise some money for a good cause.
For the benefit of home, the housing opportunities for musicians and entertainers. Larry Gatlin. Larry Wayne.
Bob, see you tonight.
See you tonight. Linda says howdy. See you then. It's 7:30. Larry Gatlin again tonight, 6 o'clock. Coming up in just a few moments, it'll be Jimmy Carter. Boy, he'll have a lot to talk about. Wonder if he'll bring up Alabama.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.